You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. After weeks of uncertainty, there will be no special session of the Wyoming legislature this session. That's the result of a vote taken Sunday evening of both chambers. An op-ed penned by House leadership on Sunday said that while a majority of senators voted for the special session, a majority of the House did not. House leaders said that ultimately the reason there wouldn't be a special session was because Freedom Caucus members weren't open to a session devoted solely to Senate File 54. The bill was a property tax relief measure that was vetoed by Governor Mark Gordon, a rejection that was widely criticized by the legislature. Instead, according to the op-ed, the Freedom Caucus wanted a session that would also touch on a couple other bills. It was a close call in the Senate, gaining a majority by one vote, while the House was 27 yeses to 35 noes. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department recently fined a state resident for illegally possessing a live wolf and bringing it into a local business in southwest Wyoming, an hour away from Jackson. KHOL's Emily Cohen reports this comes as western states grapple with a patchwork of regulations around wolves.
The resident captured the animal in late February inside what is known as Wyoming's Predator Zone. It makes up more than 80% of the state and allows hunters to kill wolves legally without a license. But it's illegal to keep the wild animal while it's alive. A game and fish official confirmed the department fined the individual $250 for bringing the wolf into his residence and a business in Daniel, near Pinedale. According to Game and Fish, the individual who declined KHOL's request to comment, quote, euthanized the wolf. Rob Edward is with the Rocky Mountain Wolf Project.
There's always been a tension with large carnivores, including wolves, and the production of livestock and hunting, fishing. Wolves have had a big place in the human psyche for many centuries now.
In 2017, wolves in Wyoming were delisted from the Federal Endangered Species Act. Wolves are still protected in portions of the state, including in Yellowstone, Grand Teton National Park, the National Elk Refuge, and on the Wind River Reservation. The Game and Fish official says there's roughly 20 to 25 wolves in the Pinedale region, and says the live capture of the wolf appears to be an isolated incident. For KHOL, I'm Emily Cohen.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. As Eric Tegedoff reports, advocates for sexual assault survivors in Idaho and across the country are pushing for a more inclusive view of who is impacted by this issue.
Trans, non-binary, and other gender-expansive individuals have largely been left out of data concerning sexual assault. Dr. Amanda Goodson is an assistant professor in the Department of Criminal Justice and Security Studies at the University of Texas at El Paso. She says the lack of data has started to change in recent years, but trans and non-binary people face unique challenges for reporting violence.
When go to report experiencing, especially sexual victimization, they have heightened barriers, or there may not be services that are available to their needs because we didn't have that or we didn't know about that experience.
Goodson says recognizing someone's identity can improve how we respond to their assault. Last week, Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a bill banning the use of public funds for gender-affirming care. For Northern Rockies News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.